So last night was a victory, but I, as a Packer fan, don't really feel the best about it. But we got to get.
I feel icky.
We got to get an in-depth feeling as to what happened last night. So our resident Packer expert, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan, how you feeling this morning?
Hey there, gang. You know, hey, by any means necessary, we're 5-1, and a win is a win is a win.
You are right about that, but
Marty.
My worry is they didn't play that great against the Lions. I get that against someone who's good, like, much as it hurts me to say this, the Patriots, but the Lions, really?
Hey, you know, I mean, any given Sunday, to beat a dead horse or use a cliche here, it's a game of inches, and Detroit's been playing teams tough this year. They played Kansas City tough in the same way. You know, they've gotten some tough wins. Last night was, believe it or not, last night was for first place in the NFC North. So, you know, doesn't matter if you're playing the Vikings, the Bears, or the Lions. It's important to get a win in that one.
Marty, earlier, one of our listeners, Melissa, said, hey, it's finally time that the refs are on our side. We've seen enough bad ref calls against us.
Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, I've been saying the same thing. Everybody's been talking about, oh, the refs jobbed the Lions out of a game. Yeah, tell me about the refs jobbing your team out of a game. Let's bring it back to September 24th, 2012, where the replacement refs were so bad in the infamous Fail Mary game that the Packers got jobbed so hard that it effectively ended an NFL referee strike.
Yeah, you are right about that. Was it Golden Tate? Was he the one that caught that ball? I think it was.
I don't want to revisit it too hard. I still got PTSD from that night, but you know, it was Golden Tate and MD Jennings on that play, and yeah, they both came down with the ball. Technically, should have been a Packers win, but not the case that night.
Yeah, I suppose. So last night was a late night. You know, we get up early in the morning and have to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Do you have any hard time getting up? Because I'm guessing you're celebrating a little bit while you're watching the game. Do you have any difficulty getting up and being with us right now? I mean, it's early morning hours.
Yeah.
You know, I used to, but now PBR makes those spiked coffee beers. And, yeah. You just jam about three of those bad boys back in the morning. You're good to go.
Oh, my gosh, Marty.
Ready to take on the day.
Who are we
That's
playing
right.
against next?
Oh, well, we're
the
playing
Raiders?
The Raiders next.
Okay.
The Raiders, they're 3-2, but one of those wins are against the Bears, so they're like 2-2. I think Green Bay's got a pretty good shot in that one. It's at Lambeau, you know. It's going to be tough. I'm saying 24-10, Green Bay next week.
All right.
Do you think there's any chance we can get those same referees back for next week?
Just in case. I hope so. Man. Like, was one of those guys related to Vince Lombardi or something? What happened last night? That was wild.
Thank you for checking in with us, Marty, the world's biggest Packer fan. Always love hearing from you.
Hey, good talking to you guys. You take care.